Welcome to the Intuition Hour with Kat Nicholson, where our wonderful host Kat encourages each and every one of you to build your own intuition, navigate your own connection with spirit, and tap into the deep beauty within yourself. Enjoy the Intuition Hour with Kat Nicholson.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Intuition Hour. I am your host, Kat Nicholson. It is so great to be with all of you today on this August 18th, 2025. It is a little afternoon here on the east central coast of Florida. We are definitely laughing behind the scenes because we're running a little behind, but I think the reason that this is the case today is because the energy is just interesting in that I feel like the sensitivity levels are so heightened. So we're definitely a little quick to react and a little bit, I want to say, when I talk about it, I get a little edgy or perhaps even psychic flashes that are really like, you know, throwing me off of real time. So I think it'll be a fun time to connect. I'm super excited to see all of you today here on YouTube. And before I continue, I have to ask you that you like and subscribe to the channel as we begin to grow. I'm taking it nice and slow and easy so we could readjust. And I definitely feel like it's a great place to be with all of you here on Mondays. So I want to welcome you. For those of you in the chat room, I am taking questions today. I'm definitely full of laughter because I think that we can only stay serious for so long, you know? And so I have a big smile on my face to see so many of you. It is now we're coming into the maybe latter portion of the summer months. It has been unruly and hot here in Florida for those of you who are here, and I know many other places in the world and the country. It's definitely that time of year. So hi, Randy, hello to you, and Jean and Tara, hi, Suzanne and Annika, Nadine, Lynn, it's so nice to see all of you, Patricia and Maureen, it's so nice to see you, my Jersey sister. Welcome, welcome. And for those of you listening, it's also great to know that you're here, and I welcome all of you. I'm so excited. I definitely want to talk to you today about some of these sensitivities because I've been getting a lot of people asking me, and especially over the last several days, the last few weeks, I want to know, I mean, we're out of that Mercury retrograde now. We're definitely in a groove, and it's a new groove. I believe that we do ebb and, yeah. Sorry about that. I guess we're having some technology issues this morning. So if you are on YouTube, I apologize for that. I am definitely here live. We have been talking to all of you over at 1-2 Radio this morning. So I think we're all together again, and I am so excited. And sorry, you know, technology is so funny. And CA Brooks, I'm going to shout out to you because CA said something just a little while ago about my microphone right before the show as a joke, and it's just so funny. I am happy to be with all of you, and I was saying how sensitive the energies are, obviously, and proving that because we are really working not only with our inner selves, but we work with so much collective energy. And you could tell when things get highly sensitive or reactivated. What I was trying to say earlier was that we may tend to react a little quicker than usual because we get that poke or we get that flash or we get that energy or go, you know, maybe jump to conclusions sometimes, or perhaps, our response is sensitive and taking it all in, you know. I definitely feel comfortable With all of you in that grand rising to you, Florida woman. I know it's been hot as you know what, so it is definitely a head shaker for sure. Good morning, everyone. I'm so happy. Thank you for listening, Karen. She said it's definitely sensitive. I really truly believe this. I think it's more so now. I'm glad you guys are hearing me this morning. And I really, you know, we don't control technology. It unfortunately can control us, but we try to overcome these things and continue on. For someone like myself, and I'm sure many of you, staying in that psychic space, no matter what comes our way, is first and foremost, especially when we're connecting. And I really believe, Jean, I'm definitely coming to you this morning. My heart goes out to you. I truly believe that there are so many things. Yes, it really, really does come into play day to day in that, especially this time of year, for those of you with children who are bringing their kids back to school, who are preparing for their children to go back to school, perhaps maybe out in college and having to say goodbye temporarily and things like this. There's a lot of external energy shifts in our field right now that also come into play. So between what you're feeling inside, your external energy, and everything that's changing, and we're getting ready for a new season. I always get excited about this season ahead because not only do I get my pumpkin back, I also get pumpkin everything. I also get excited about going back to school for the kids. And I know this sounds like who's excited about school, but I still am till this day. I always look forward to a fresh new year, you know? So we have fresh new beginnings to look ahead. And of course, the cooler temps. Quelly just said it's so hot. Yeah, it's so hot. It's almost indescribable. I think it's gotten a little obviously more intense, but it does come into play of our day-to-day, you know? Also, I think that it's, you know, when you are out there as an empath, you'll notice things not only in your external space where it comes to like maybe somebody is looking to you for advice, or someone is really coming towards you. How about if you're just sitting at a counter? Do you notice more people talking to you? If you're pumping your, you know, getting gas at the gas station, or walking into a location you haven't been in a while, or just random taking a walk in the park, people will start, like, I could tell people start coming towards you, and people start seeking you for energy or information or whatever their goals are. You know, sometimes we may have to deal with a lot of friends and family during these cycles. People want to come to you for advice or help, or perhaps even your animals are requiring attention, which we're going to talk to Jean about in a minute. Maybe it's something like, how many of you have heard things like, oh, you're such a good listener. I really want to talk to you. I want your energy. How many people come to you and just say, I really appreciate your guidance or advice? I know some of you, just by looking in the chat room today, are going through these things. And so we have to take all of this into consideration, because maybe we were part of our calling here. Our purpose is to help other people heal, maybe through our challenges and healing processes, and I'm becoming more and more aware of that. Through certain things you have all gone through, you know, I think instead of really taking reaction, or choosing that reaction, or choosing that assumption, or choosing that, those words of, I don't have time for this right now, and all of these other things, because we are so absorbed in what we have to get done day to day, especially now. I think it's really nice to sit there and stay still for a minute and really remember why we are here. And with all that, you know, and really remember that these people are just, if you're getting some more energy coming towards you, you know your sensitivity is higher. You know you have something to offer people. And this is in everyday life. This isn't even about being a psychic or intuitive. That's just, you know, that's added in like a whole other level. And so what happens when I, thanks, Fran, good morning. I think what happens when we do this, how many of you are going through some physical changes? How many of you may be more uncomfortable in your musculoskeletal body, or perhaps even in your being tired or sensitivities? I think some, you know, we're dealing, somebody said they're dealing with some histamine issues and things like this. So what happens is we absorb all this energy, and then we have to kind of take that breath to take some time out to really be able to be present with everything and everyone going, you know, in our lives. So I think there's a lot of that going on. I also believe because we're coming into a new season, we have a lot of things to wrap up and complete. And especially after the end of the retrograde, we want to tie certain things in a little bow, with put a bow on top, you know, and start putting things in boxes, literally and figuratively. I think it's definitely time for that. And then how many of you with all those great ideas or all those maybe past life connections or all those people that have shown up for you during that retrograde cycle, or maybe even meeting people new, how many of you have decided that's really not a great idea, or maybe I don't want to do that after all? Even Lois, the designer, fabulous designer who's here today, she, you know, thinking about, have you changed your mind yet about what you're someone's space or your own space, or have any of you? And if you have a specific gift, Karen, maybe the way you're counseling others, maybe you thought this was certain, you know, foundation was a good idea, but now you want to change it. Maybe a healing modality, change it. So you guys, you know, you're in the midst of this change, getting prepared post retrograde. Now in the, you know, we're getting ready for a new season and things like that. I love that we get to experience these things day to day and still be able to maintain or come back to self and say, you know, we have to really be prepared for what the next phase is. And so a lot of that is happening. And I think the whole idea, especially in this heat, with the collective, with even tapping into some of our ancestors, you know, knowing that our guides are here. I think there's a lot of that going on right now. I think it really becomes a matter of importance in that you organize some of where all of this is coming from and keep yourself in check, even a few minutes every night, really tapping in and keeping yourself in check through all the layers of what you're dealing with. And so I hope that helps you moving forward this week. I also feel a lot of grounding ahead. I think it's been a little up and down through this energy. I'm also getting, I just told a dear friend that a lot of poppy flowers were in my mind. We don't have any down here, but a lot of poppy flowers are coming through. Like, and I'm looking at a field of daisies, of course, but I said to her, this must mean something, the poppies, you know, why they're all over the sky. Like, I literally had this psychic download of all these poppies. And what it actually means is the god of sleep it's connected to, you know, and it's connected to other things as well. But that's what not what it meant. But it definitely felt like, okay, is everyone sleeping deep enough? I think it was a very general message. And for everyone, make sure you're getting better sleep, because I think there's been a lot of disruption and changes through our sleep, sometimes through dreams, sometimes the information coming through our dreams, and sometimes our fears are heightened in our dreams. So we can look at what's bothering us and really begin to clear that. So we're seeing a lot of that now. Well, and I do hope this is a good reminder of sometimes what we're dreaming are segments or bits and pieces of our day. It's almost like a recap. Is there anything else you have to work on in your life or your daily life that we want to pay attention to? And I do believe that. And hopefully that's going to definitely come into the picture here in the coming weeks for you. So make sure you do have all of the above. Yeah, it's The sleep is definitely, and I love the poppy energy symbol, even though, of course, it means a lot more than that. But I also really believe this is a huge process, like a download, because it's something that, you know, when we have that one time hit or that first time hit as an intuitive or a psychic, a healer, a guide, we have to really pay attention because it's a brand new energy that's coming through for everyone. And I feel that I want to share that with you today. So let me come in the room. Thank you for your patience with all the technology changes today. I saw that, Patricia. You guys are so funny. I'm coming into the messages today, and I'm going to definitely take your questions, as we love to do together. And it's so interesting because I see a lot of you, like, this is another topic, and please let's talk about this for a moment. You know, we have certain, I'm just going to say it outright. Please don't be too hard on yourselves right now, because there is a lot of self-criticism going on. And so much of this is on ourselves, you know, our self-doubt or our question of worth, and believe me, it is up in the air right now. And I think that I'm happy to answer all of your questions. Nothing is wrong that you do here. You're all accepted. So I just adore all of you. So please just right away. And if I catch the message before you retract it, I may mention it. And I think that it was actually, there were some good questions. So I love that. And we'll get into it. And if you want to keep it private, that's okay. You just let me know, okay? But I can tell that we're all vibing on the same plane, because we're all doing, I could see when we are kind of collectively, like we said, internal, external, collective, ancestral, right? And not in that order. Some of us may be working in one level than the other, one realm or the other. Some of us may be elevating on another plane just because we've done so much work, or some of us may be stuck on a certain plane because we have so much more work to do. And our relationships along the way also encourage or discourage us to either stay on a certain journey or leave a certain journey, and then we come back to it later. And so there is a shift going on. I see the shift, and I do believe collectively that we're having, I think it's normal when we sense change and we psychically can't see or touch it, but we know it's happening. We kind of have to tap into the feelings or the space or the energy around it, and we do that. And then when that happens, we start doubting or we start questioning. Is this really real? Where is this information coming from? Where is, there's a shedding. Somebody said they feel their hair is shedding too. I believe that. And I've heard that also recently. And a lot of these downloads are happening collectively because our physical symptoms are very, that's okay, you perfectionist. She came back with the same question in a more perfect way, of course. I'm going to answer it too. Hi, Mindy, Cosmic MC. I love it. Hi. Okay, so listen, let me come into the room. Let me just talk to Jean for a minute, because I could feel her heart, and we want to make sure she's okay. Her elderly dog has been sickly, and she may be selling the family house. Let's take a look. I think we talked about the house, if I'm not mistaken. And I definitely want to tap into that. A lot of you who, let's look at the puppy too. And Patricia, I'm coming to you. I'm kidding. But we're all feeling it at once. And I think that I'm not sitting here saying, oh, you have to sit down and dissect it all. But I do feel the bits and pieces of, I sound like such a Virgo rising. I do feel dissecting some of it to understand where it's coming from before we react or retract or attack or all of these things in real time, I think it's good to do a little dissection. Is it coming from the internal? Is it coming from the external? Is it coming from the ancestral? Is it coming from the collective? And Lord knows we're dealing with a lot of collective, as you know. Okay, so let's take a look at Jean. Yeah, you are definitely doing this. You actually have guides. This looks amazing. You have strong guides. They're not showing me anything. The puppy, you know, your puppy's not there yet. I mean, I'm not a veterinarian or anything like that. It doesn't have anything to do with health. I do believe you're going to sell the house. I literally pulled 11 major arcana cards in this moment, and that doesn't happen. I don't remember a time it really happened. There may have been 10 or 9 or whatever one. They're all major. They're the Magician, the Fool, the Star. My cards have been shuffled a million times, so it's not that. It's definitely a powerful yes. I pulled a couple of more to make sure. I have a lot of contractual energy in the third house, 3 of Pentacles, 3 of Wands, 3 of Cups. I can't see how this isn't time to you know, release the family home. I also see some money attached to it, some really good financial gain and growth and something divinely meant to be. It's almost like you're being called to it without even... As far as your dog goes, I know the elderly dog, you know... I mean, I don't have any of that fright or, warning symbols or anything. Now, sometimes it means one of two things. Either it's under my nose, see it, and it's not really pertinent to what you're, you know, of course it is pertinent in your life of mega, but I'm saying it doesn't come in because it's not time. And I want to go there, you know, that's where I'm leaning. And I hope that helps. I say it's time. You're being called, you're being invisibly guided for sure through this whole thing. And you come back and let us know. Okay. All right. Now, Patricia had something to say, and then Wanda, I'll come to you. Let me just talk to Patricia first. I say you're selling the family house. No question about it. Now, within the season, of course, now Patricia had a hand on her shoulder. Now I want to read this. I'm teasing you. She had a heavy feeling like a hand or something was on her shoulder. This is what kind of sensitivities are out there right now. And all of you can really tap in, I feel, more so than usual, because it is definitely in the air. And I believe it wasn't you. I believe this. Because I could tell and see the hand is a man's hand. I did pull the Ace of Pentacles as well, and a fire sign, though. I see a fire energy. You are not kidding. I don't know. Of course, I'm thinking it's a male. It's very protective energy. And I actually have a male and a female. Not only did you have one on your left shoulder, you have somebody on your right as well. You have great guides. You have good energy from the other side. Some of this is about filling in the void, tapping into this energy more. How many of you are afraid to feel anything from the other side, you know, or to really know? Now, we have ways to go about it. We have the psychic space, which I'm most comfortable in. We have the healing space, which many people care in yourself, and I'm sure many of you are comfortable in. We have the intuition, the word intuition, which we're comfortable in. We have clairvoyance, clairaudience, clairsentient, claircognizance, and all of the clairs we're comfortable in. But when it comes to mediumship, good morning, Miss Denise. When it comes to mediumship, how many, and do you agree that this is the most cautious, dip your toe in the space topic most of the time? A lot of us, of course, aren't afraid of this realm, but maybe some are. And perhaps we want to make sure that we have a clear connection to what our spirit energy is telling us. Sometimes we have our higher spirit, our higher self. We have a connection to the God force. We have a connection to the universe and all the guides, angels, and protectors, gatekeepers, everyone that we know in space, right? But then we have these past loved ones that want to come through and touch us. And I think that's one of the most sensitive areas that we can tap into. And we are, and Patricia, I know you're tapping that. I have zero doubt. I don't know if the fire energy makes sense, but I really truly feel this. You're going to get more information now because I get two different energies. And you're going to, and I got it again, and I shuffled again. And you have a younger male, and you have an older male, and you have, now you're getting all these energies coming towards you, which I don't pull any punches. And I see a water sign female, older as well. Grandmother energy like this, okay? Paternal energy. And I feel your boy. So I definitely think this is happening. I also believe it is very, very real. So you can use it more, you know, and we have to understand that we have to respect this part of our lives as much or more. I say more, but some people may not feel this way. It could be equal or mutually the same. I believe, Patricia, any fire energy anywhere in your history like this, and water, and also I see air too, like they're showing me everyone, they're showing three now. It's crazy. They're going to have another happenstance about it, okay? Because it's definitely coming through. So I believe that there are those of us who are tapping into it now, and especially now as I'm talking about the heightened sensitivities, I also feel that we can do anything if we respect it, accept it, embrace it, open to it, you know? I don't believe it's possible for every single one of us to have this every single minute of the day. I don't believe in that. But I believe that when we do these things and we remember that somebody else is in charge, not us, we don't have control. We have to really remind ourselves as because we all have egos, we have to remove the ego. And we have to really go into that divine force and respect it. And I believe when that happens, we can do anything in that realm or from that realm. And it's our helpers are here. And so let me come in the room and talk to some of you. But first, everyone, I want to talk to Wanda. She's noticing a shift in her spiritual offerings from live in-person workshops and circles to moving to online and eventually self-paced workshops, sharing teaching through writings. I love this. And I think the writing energy is very good for you, as well as audio. I feel for you, some podcasts also. And you also have a lot to share. I see the psychic energy, but you have something to share also about relationships, soul contracts, this type of thing. I don't know if you're tapping into this, but I believe that you're also through your experiences. I think in moments you've gone through, like I'm using the cup cards as an example, like the Five of Cups, disappointments or painful relationships or painful circumstances to the 10. You don't have that in between. You go to the extreme happy or with your relationships. And it just, it's almost miraculous how you have gone through certain things and then come out of them. And there is no in between. It feels like it comes to a place of like wisdom, understanding, comprehension, sharing, writing, all of these energies come through you at once. I really do believe that. And if you haven't experienced this yet, you're going to be experiencing it next. So I feel good about that. I love what happens to you here in the next few months. Even if you're feeling, sometimes we go through disappointments or we feel emotionally, if we have moments of scarcity in our emotional fulfillment, that is all very much part of seeking joy, more joy, sharing that with others, and really expressing that through the written or spoken word. I have something audio about you going on. Your voice. Also, you love to write because you like that. It's on the, we'll say, quote unquote, on the down low. But I feel that you have a voice that can tune into. The only person I can, you almost have different voices when, and I mean this through tone, through volume, through your speaking voice, and your channeling voice. And this is really good also. And you prefer the writing, but a lot of it comes through your voice and your tone. Okay? And I hope that helps. And thank you for being with us today. Okay, guys, now let me talk to a few of you here. Suzanne said she's been very open to mediumship. She had a very anxious moment a few nights ago when I felt it was imminent. I think anxiousness is definitely on the table right now. And I do believe it's because we're being more protected. So when we get an influx of energy and we don't know where it's coming from, I believe that it would cause a little anxiety. You know, and so I think the spirit world tries to come to us through the physical. And of course, we're coming up to the season that we love to connect to the other side. And so we'll be talking a lot more about medium over the season. And like the name Ralph is coming into my mind. I don't know who Ralph is, but definitely present from above. Tara says she knows she can do mediumship, but she doesn't like to promise anything in this realm. I agree. I'm the same. Identical. I don't like to promise because we never know. Sometimes we have interference or static or, you know, it has to be organic and authentic and we all have that. So we know what we know. And when those goosebumps come in, Mindy says she's feeling her ancestors, especially her mom. She's bringing animals and birds. I love that too. She feels the universe and her spirit guides have her back. And that's very, very true. I mean, we always land on our feet, you know? I think we want to, we feel, where is the shift in our real time hours? When we know we're being called to help, how many of you are looking for that next step? And I really do believe that journaling is key to finding the new step. Surrendering where we think we should go or that confusing space. We have that confusion, like, how do I help others? Where do I help others? Who, you know, is someone going to come to me for help or is someone going to show me the way? And we have these questions in our mind to collect. It's like it reminds me of a latch. Where do we hook that next step, you know? And so I do believe that through surrender that arrives and it comes without warning, but it also comes with clarity. And I do hope that helps. Mary, I am coming to talk to you. Here's the thing. Mary just said something very important, and this is another thing that I was talking about earlier with a friend. She said she's having some rashes, And I think the histamine response system is so, so strong because of some of these sensitivities. And I also believe that. Let's take a look at your right hip. But I do believe you're in alignment with everything that you're sharing and saying about this heightened sensitivities, because it is, you know, you're not alone. Of course, it's specific for you. But I do believe there is a lot of this going on. Our reactions to it all. Things are showing up in our physical body that maybe they haven't been there, or the rashes, or, you know, it's all heightened. I think that's our external, your internal responding to the external and everything we're saying. I also, there may be some white flower. I don't know why I'm getting this. And believe me, I'm not like this specific diet, you know, I'm very psychically knowing that the more we expose ourselves to, the easier things become and our bodies can heal themselves. And I do feel some of that. But I do think keep away from gluten for a minute, just for a minute. I don't know if you watch that. I don't know if that's, you know, the sensitivity. I'm not saying that's what caused the rash. I do believe it, but I do believe histamine response to a combination of things. Also, let me just take a peek, okay, at everything that's happening. All right, here we go. I don't believe that it will. I see that hip though. I do see that pain sometimes being really uncomfortable. So I'm feeling you that way. I know you've been for opinions, I'm sure, but have you been for a second, and have you gone to see an integrative doctor? I know you're pretty very on top of these things, but I am not a doctor. I cannot give medical advice. I do think you're going to see someone and meet someone who's really going to help. He is a very masculine guy. Like, you would know he spent some of his life in the gym, kind of type of doctor. You know, that's what I'm seeing. That's what I'm seeing. He looks like a surgeon to me, but I'm not saying that you need surgery. I'm just saying I do feel this person is really going to help you. I also want to throw this out there for research in that, and I tell everyone this, the musculoskeletal energy is very, very, it's important, of course, for every reason, but there's something about it that I've uncovered in the last few years, and I'm going to suggest you talk to somebody about stem cell therapy, if whether or not it would be an option for you with your own blood, of course. But I'm really a big believer in it, and I'm not for everyone and not in every situation, and I absolutely cannot give you medical advice, but I can tell you to talk to someone about it if you haven't already. Whether or not you were to need surgery, of course, even at that point, anything could help heal that area that would make it a lot easier for you. And I'm not jumping to any kind of surgery at all, but I'm just saying, I know this air sign, it looks like an air sign, it looks like surgeon energy, but I also believe it's a sometimes we get those like surgeons who are very holistic or integrative first. And I believe they can offer, she said she's got edema, no definitives in her CAT scan and MRI. I actually like that better. She's been to the orthopedic surgeon, dermatologist, have CTs, no definitive answers. I believe that you are, definitely going into this time, Mary, see somebody, please, 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 especially because you have nothing definitive on your bones. See someone about the stem cell. I'm telling you, I can't tell you to do it or not do it, but I can tell you to and see someone about it, please. Okay, it's like PRP. They have different names for everything, but definitely an option for you. Patricia says, thank you very much, that her son is a fire sign. Let me get this right now. She took it away. You guys are so funny with this chat. I love this chat room, though. Her mom's a water sign and her dad was an air sign, if I'm not mistaken. But that, those are the three people that obviously I saw, and I love that. And thank you for that validation and confirmation that you are actually being visited by your loved ones. And we definitely love that. Okay. Wanda, you are so welcome. I'm glad you dipped your toe into the podcasting. Some say her voice is soothing. I think so too. I believe it. I feel like there's an avenue there that people want to hear you too. And they also love that she said that she created a personal growth magazine where she can share her teachings. We love that too, very, very much. And the podcast can reach tons and tons of people who want to hear you. Okay? Both. All right. Who else? Let me just go ahead and refresh you guys. Okay. Patricia, you're so funny. I also believe, and I feel like I'm picking on you today, but that's because you have all those guides and stuff. You know, the funny thing is sometimes I'll say happy birthday to someone, or try to, and then I start thinking about it. And I do this all the time because I want to say happy birthday to everyone that I connect with. But at the same time, it's like, okay, what if somebody sees the post and I'm not supposed to know this person? Or what if this, or what if that, or what if this? Let me change the thing. Let me retract it. Let me start over. I do this. So you don't have any Virgo in your, do you? But it is funny. And I adore you and your energy. I think that you are definitely on track to having more guidance from above in your higher self and from your loved ones. So we're going to be excited to see what happens in the autumn for you. I feel like I'm missing. I am so over the heat. I love having the healings when the moon is in the right place, Miss Karen's Cancer. I love it. All right, here we go. You know, paying attention and dissecting, like we said, everything that's going on, it does bring more clarity. And there are those other days that we don't know what's going on, as it's coming from every layer of our being, you know? And that's okay too. As long as we feel comfortable, safe, protected, we want to respect what's going on at all times. We don't want to doubt it. I do feel, Mindy, that it's time to earn some money. And I also feel that the magician energy is very strong with you.
as well as that high priestess. So I feel quieting, keeping quiet, like settle, like keeping a sacred quiet place in your space, whether it be outdoors in nature or in your home. I think it's very important in your home. The high priestess says less is more. You don't have to overthink it, overexert, overenergize any of it. You can pull back a little bit. Again, less is more. You pull back to manifest. The money will follow, or the income. I say money, income, abundance. It follows the silence. And I'm not kidding. And I also believe your intuition will take you where you're supposed to go. Internally. Sometimes we feel the weight of other people's issues and they're not ours, but we don't really know where it's coming from. I believe that we have to work on our healing. I love that you're not telling anyone that. Okay, good. Perfect. Sometimes we have to work on our issue. Say, but I have a recommendation. What about working on one thing at a time? And this is going to be what I probably leave you guys today. Wherever your sensitivity is what you have to work on. Do you agree with that? Whatever you feel reactive to, whatever you feel called to, or perhaps a trigger from the past comes up and it brings you to this specific instance. Definitely manifesting is good. Working on one thing at a time is also good for all of you, especially when we have so much going on outside of us, you know. I love the fact, Mary, thank you. I couldn't be more serious about that statement either. So thank you for that. Okay. How about we have an issue and we remember we're in a relationship and we keep getting triggered by the same thing again and again and again, and we're sensitive about it. And really what we do as humans is we say, oh, that's triggering me from whatever. Oh, forget it. We'll just walk away from it. And we don't want to deal with it and whatever. What if we challenge ourselves this week to deal with it? And we're going into a much better time. I'm sure you guys listen to Mark Husson's show here on YouTube today. And we're definitely shifting ahead. We're going into the Virgo energy and the Virgo season. You know, Virgo is so productive within ourselves. And it really does help. She has Moon in Virgo, Patricia. I love you. I felt that Virgo coming through. We're going into that Virgo season, and this is what I mean. I think one thing at a time we can choose and challenge ourselves to work on within ourselves to help us heal. And I think that what we try to do as humans is like we collect it all, you know? We're like, we're going to work on everything all at once. And we're gonna forget over here. We don't want to deal with this because we have to deal with that, or we have to deal with, you know, what is it? What is the most? And I'm working on something myself right now, and that is my reaction to anything violent or scary or heavy or dark, because I react, and it's not natural the way I react because it triggers something from the past. And so what happens with me is that I start, or not anymore, because I always go to the external to try to figure out where it's coming from. And I look at everybody around me, and then I look at this, and then I think about this, and then I can't take on 100 different things. And then, you know, you go through the rigmarole. And so what I decided to do is take it one step at a time, and it's actually working. Because for the first time, I'm able to see something visually, absorb movies or whatever it is to escape in my nighttime downtime. I feel confident that I'm overcoming that one thing by facing only that one thing. And I want to share that with you all today, because I think facing that one thing, the most difficult thing, I challenge you to it. We got some Leo energy left that's going to give you some fire. We got some Virgo energy coming in that's going to give you a moment to have more purpose, more production, more fulfillment within yourselves, more safety, security, and foundation within yourself and your brain and the way your minds think. I think it's time to just tackle that one major thing that's been annoying you. Because if I can do it, you can do it, and I have no doubts about that. Okay, I have more faith in you all for changing that one thing right now than I've had for a really long time. And so I believe that if I can encourage you to do that today, that's what I'm going to put out there. Instead of looking at everything else, start from within and then go ahead and set yourself up for the challenge. And it's definitely working. And think about it. Where is it hitting? For myself, clairvoyant, you know? So it's the visual of it. That's all. I don't have a feeling about it. I don't have any kind of hearing about it. I don't have any kind of dreams. I don't have any. But it's getting me in the eyes because that's where I have to overcome it, the visual, and that's what's happening. And so I encourage all of you to think about that and carry on this week and enjoy yourselves and definitely work through that. It's really, really rewarding. I can't stress it enough. I love that you're all with us. I'm sorry for the little glitch at the beginning today. I hope you have a rest of a remainder of the week or this week. Happy birthday, Virgo, very, very soon. We love that. Serena, thank you for being our producer and for taking care of all of these beautiful images and stuff because you never know when these images change. Bye, everybody. Have a wonderful week. Take care. Thanks so much for being with me and always in my heart. Okay? Bye-bye now.